This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The hour. It is the Wednesday program. 12th of July is upon us. So where are we? One-third of the way through the month. There are a number of things going on which we would like to celebrate with you. We being Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and all those who are your friends and neighbors that listen on the radio stations around the country that thankfully carry this program and the various other ways you can get it. Tune in radio. You have your own little mobile device. You go to Doug Steffen Now and find it there. But there are other places that you can find it. That's the easiest way. We missed, damn it, yesterday, Cow Appreciation Day. I hold the three of you completely responsible for that because I forgot about it. And
I'll take the fault for it. I meant to tell you, and then I forgot. So
well, we talked about it.
We did?
Just not to you.
Yeah, you were off somewhere.
That's right. We did. Yeah, because it's a Chick-fil-A thing. Yeah. You know, they want people to eat more chicken and not eat cows. So they have Cow Appreciation Day where they gave away free chicken. So we were all wondering if you would eat Chick-fil-A.
No. But I would celebrate Cow Appreciation Day. For me, every day is Cow Appreciation
Day. And you get to dress like a cow. If you want to get free chicken, you have to dress like a cow of some sort. So you can wear a cowbell, or you can wear spots, or you can wear a full-on cow costume, which is what I imagine you would have done.
They are very smart.
Have you ever dressed as a cow?
Chick-fil-A, no, I have not. Dressed as
would
a cow.
You ever dress as a cow?
Hello, like Halloween.
Victoria, that's utterly ridiculous. That would be kind of milking it, wouldn't it?
She can go all day, folks.
If she can. She's going to horn in on my act.
Wah,
wah. Oh, and we're not supposed to groan at yours? You groan at mine, but we don't groan at yours?
Mine's comedy. Yours should be put out to pasture.
Oh!
Hey!
You're full of manure.
I know he is. whatever.
All right, so as long as we're talking about food, let's get some of the food news taken care of for today. Krispy Kreme offering a big deal for customers to celebrate their 80th anniversary. Purchase of a dozen donuts, customers can get another dozen of the glazed Krispy Kreme donuts. My God, these are great.
Those are so bad for you, but they're so good.
Horrible.
They're so good. That glaze is so, I don't know how they do it. It's like a little bit crunchy on the outside, and it just like melts in your mouth. It's
complete
amazing.
Complete sugar. It's nothing but sugar.
Yep.
All right, so if you buy a dozen Krispy Kreme donuts, for an extra 80 cents, you get another dozen. So if you put that into perspective, one original glazed donut costs 99 cents. And the deal is available through Friday. Or is it just on Friday?
Just Friday.
Just Friday, yep.
6 to 11, 6 in the morning to 11 at night. This is a company, kind of like the Waffle House, came from North Carolina. Went back to 1937. So is it Friday the 13th this week? No.
Friday's the 14th.
Right, okay. So this is at participating locations. They're all over the place. Krispy Kreme. You know who used to own the most stock? I always found this fascinating. One of the smartest businessmen.
Weight Watchers? I know. I was going to say, is it someone like...
No. Dick Clark owned the majority of stock in Krispy Kreme. I don't know how he got a hold of it, but he did and held it for much of his life.
Hmm.
And he had hundreds of millions of dollars worth of stock.
I remember when I worked at Sirius XM, it's in Rockefeller Center, and below below the NBC building, there was a Krispy Kreme store, and I had never heard of Krispy Kreme until I saw that. Apparently, it just never made it up north. It was, but it's still pretty prevalent around the South.
Yeah, there's not many of them up here.
Yeah.
But they're very, very thick. You're right. South, mid-South, Midwest, Krispy Kreme. You can get them on the West Coast, though. I think there's
a big deal. A bunch of them opened up in L.A. Now only a few of them are still in business, but man, are they crowded.
Yeah. Well, it's like those Cinnabon places in the airport. You walk by them, and you turn around and go back again.
It's like they pump crack in the air.
Pretzel places, too. Every, like, Auntie Anne's or Auntie Anne's or however the heck you want to say it. Oh, my God. They smell so good.
This is a fancy carrot.
Auntie Anne's.
Government has ordered a recall of Irish sausage.
Ew, they should. It's gross.
Pork King sausage, recalling 44,000 pounds of raw sausage due to misbranding. Department of Agriculture announced the products could contain milk, which is a known allergen, and it's not declared on the label. There's nothing wrong with the product. It just has things that are not labeled or on the label. And so this would be a risk for people who have allergies to milk. And so it's, you know, the products that are subject to the recall are 10-pound boxes of Peter's Wholesale Meat, British-style bangers, and Pork King Irish-style bangers. Why do they call them bangers?
I don't know. Bangers and mash.
You don't want to ask. All I know is, look, as someone who's half Irish and I visited Ireland, when they would offer me sausage in the morning, I'd be like, oh, heck no. They do the blood sausage there.
Yeah.
Gross. Gross.
Mm.
Yesterday, speaking of gross things, we missed out on dishwater salmon. I don't know why, what was important about yesterday.
Dishwasher.
What
not dishwater. There's a difference.
Yeah, there's a definite difference.
Is there, though? Is there really, though?
Yeah, there is.
I don't know.
Thank you, Kara, for sticking up for me.
Basically,
what's the difference?
You're making your dishwasher a steamer for salmon.
Mm-hmm.
So you put the, in an empty dishwasher, I keep wanting to do the water thing. So you put in the dishwasher, you put your salmon for dinner. It's all set up. And then you turn the dishwasher on. And it poaches the salmon if the water's hot enough. I guess I
and wrap
working.
It up first. Don't
you
don't
wrap it all up in tin foil.
Salmon in there.
So you don't want wet
wondering
salmon.
How we keep from all kind of coming
apart.
Yeah,
you basically it's the same idea as you know you make a big foil pocket of the salmon and vegetables and you can do this in a microwave. Well, no, not with tin foil in a microwave, but you can do it on a grill. You know, people do that a lot, and you just end up steaming it. But I don't know. I guess. I don't know the benefit of doing it in the dishwasher.
Yeah, the only reason I can think is okay, you don't have to turn your oven on, and so it might heat up your apartment less.
That's true. It would. Yeah, that's true.
But it also seems kind of like a waste of water just to cook your salmon.
Yeah. Doug said, what did you say, Doug, that you put in the dishwasher? That's not
hats.
Place. Hats?
You can wash your cap in a dishwasher.
Like a baseball cap?
Yeah.
And I know Dougie, he's not going to let that go to waste. So he'll do his hat on the top rack and his dirty dishes on the bottom.
Yeah,
yep.
And maybe put some salmon, wrap it up in aluminum foil.
Yeah, multitask.
Yeah.
Well, if you're going to try the dishwasher salmon, just make sure you don't use any soap.
Really?
Well, you know, some genius is going
to... Wrap it up, what's the difference? Huh?
Yeah. No, you don't use the soap.
Doug's going to get us to visit the farm, and he's going to make us some dishwasher salmon.
Dishwasher salmon.
I think
that's a good idea.
We're all going to know that it's going to have
thinking,
soap in it.
Meredith loves salmon. I was thinking of cooking her a special meal.
Oh, I bet she's thrilled with us for this
and
idea.
Making, and making a dish.
I sent him the recipe, too.
Washer salmon.
Yeah. If you do this, though, you should send it to our Instagram page and hashtag it DJV show and dishwasher salmon because I want to see the pictures if someone actually does this, right?
Yeah. Okay. Sounds like a good idea. Let's go back to microwaving. One of the other stories in the food news today, when I was talking earlier about the invention of the microwave, it happened. It was in a factory that makes tubes. In the old days, they used to have television tubes. Your TV now doesn't have any. It's all solid state. But they used to have these big, huge tubes in them. And somebody walked by as one was being assembled, had a chocolate bar in his pocket, and it melted it. So what else can you do with this? So microwaves become very popular, but there are some things that you never, ever, ever, ever should microwave, no matter how lazy you are. Because there's this new internet trend making hard-boiled eggs in a microwave. You should not do this. I've told you 100 times, microwaves are horrible for you because when you put the food in the microwave, it realigns the molecular structure, and at best it has no value to you food-wise, but at worst it can do things in the circumstance with the eggs. It makes the eggs explode, right? Have you ever tried something like this?
I've seen a lot of pictures of this lately. There is a weird trend going on online with this hard-boiled egg thing, and I've seen the disasters because they explode. So people are posting pictures of how it went wrong.
I don't do my hard-boiled eggs, but I scramble eggs in the microwave a lot.
That, I think, is okay if you put it in a glass bowl, right?
Yeah, you put it in a mug. You break an egg into the cup, you put it in a mug, you shake it up with the fork. You can put vegetables in there if you want, and then you cook it.
If you try to microwave hot peppers, you'll be evaporating the value, the chemical that makes the peppers spicy. Open the door, vapor comes out, burn your eyes and your throat.
Oof.
I'm telling you, this changes everything. Unless water has something else to diffuse the amount of energy, like a tea bag, it'll superheat. And when it's superheated, the water isn't actually boiled, so that once you add something like a tea bag, it'll cause an explosion. And you could be scalded. So
that's one that I don't think people think, and I've done this before too. I've just put a mug of water in, thinking I'll boil the water and then add a tea bag. And then, I'm lucky I haven't. I always forget about stuff, so it probably already exploded in the microwave by the time I get it.
By the way, you'll be surprised to hear that Meredith's not a taker on the dishwater salmon.
Because she's smart. Hello.
All right, television news in a moment here on the DJV show.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing. Get 0% financing for 72 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. It's summer's hottest deal on vehicles like Ford Fusion, Escape, Mustang, and Explorer. Offer ends July 31st. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, and save big across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. Get 0% financing for 72 months plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry into the summer sales event going on now only at your Ford dealer. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months of $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT350R. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by July 31st, 2017.
So it seems, Jennifer, that Curb Your Enthusiasm, which is about the awkward life of Larry David, is coming back again. Been off the air, for 3 or 4 years, I think, hasn't it?
Six.
6 years.
More than six, I think, by the time it comes back, right?
Why would anybody think this was... I've watched the show a few times. It's just him indulging himself, which I suppose some people find interesting.
Yeah.
But I never did. But it must have a following. Otherwise, why would they bring it back?
Oh, yeah. It does. People have been waiting for a long time for this. And HBO said that, it's up to Larry. He can come back whenever he wants. So
really?
I do think the poster is really funny. It's him dressed as Caesar, and it said, he left, he did nothing, he returned.
There you go. Now, the real show about nothing. All right, Jen, what's on tonight?
All right, tonight it's a big one. If you're a sports fan, Peyton Manning hosts the 2017 ESPY Awards. That's on ABC at 8 o'clock, and they'll honor Eunice Kennedy Shriver with the Arthur Ashe Courage Award for her work in creating the Special Olympics. Also, Michelle Obama will be doing a presentation there. So, again, that's 8 o'clock ABC. Suits returns for its 7th season on USA. Yeah, at 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
So if you like that program, that's back at 9 on USA. And then Salvation debuts on CBS at 9 o'clock, a brand new summer show for CBS.
It's like an interesting show, too, actually.
Yeah.
As how do we survive being hit by an asteroid? 21 after the hour.
Imagine. imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Pretty much identify when you hear the lead singer, in this case, Chris Martin, is Coldplay. I believe they are, of the contemporary groups, the one that I think is the best. Chris Martin gave a fan the adventure of a lifetime at their sold-out concert in Dublin last weekend as he was starting his acoustic set that he performs alone on a small side stage. He noticed a young man in a wheelchair being hoisted up for a better view. So he stopped the song, and he waved to the man to join him on stage. The man's name was Rob. The band started filming Rob being crowd-surfed to the stage, where Martin is seen clearing equipment out of the way. And then he slings his guitar behind his back to lift Rob's chair onto the stage. And then the two of them are seen whispering for a bit. Then Chris hands him a harmonica, tells the crowd of 83,000 people they're going to make up a song about Rob and the city of Dublin. So he improvised the lyrics while Rob chimed in on a harmonica. Dublin, Dublin, this here is Rob. He's 29 years old and training is his job. Here we are in Dublin. What an awesome crowd. I've been around the whole wide world, never seen anybody so loud. That's kind of cute. So then, after the fact, of course, Rob was asked a lot of questions. He said the lad accidentally fell on me and was extremely apologetic. He and his friends insisted on lifting me and getting me a better view. And Martin then invited me up on stage for this once-in-a-lifetime experience. And so on their Facebook page, Coldplay has shared the video. It's gone viral. You can see it everywhere now.
You can see it on our Facebook page, too. Facebook.com/DJV Show. If you want to just smile on a Wednesday, watch this video.
Yeah.
It is just, it's really, really wonderful to just see everyone together in a crazy point in the world, especially in Europe, just really supporting this guy and wanting him to have an amazing experience.
Nice. Good experience. Good for him. Yeah, very smart and cool. Next up on the list of musical items here in our musical portion of this hour of the program, Gwen Stefani is being sued by a fan, and Live Nation being sued, too, for the stampede at the performance that left her with a broken leg. Why? Huh?
I see, this is personal to me as someone who has now experienced
a broken leg.
But apparently Gwen Stefani was at one of those
last July.
Yeah, I guess outdoor areas where we have a couple of those like around here where there's
the lower area
that's covered and then there's a lawn area further up. And she apparently told everyone on the lawn, "Hey, come forward." And so all of these people sprinted towards like the area where everyone was seated and then the little area where people were standing right in front of the stage. And so this woman who's suing them got shoved against a wall and, like, you know, people stampeded over her and she broke her leg and had other injuries too. I don't know. I understand why Gwen Stefani would say that, and it's cool to have a bunch of people right in front of the stage.
Yeah.
But also, people pay different prices for different areas, so I would be real mad if I paid to be right in front of the stage or to have a seat, and then other people who were on the lawn who paid less just got to come forward.
Yeah, but there's a certain amount of personal responsibility here. I don't know.
What, a personal responsibility to get out of the way so you don't get stampeded?
Well, why did nobody else get stampeded?
Other people probably did, but they just might not be suing. I wouldn't be surprised if other people...
But break a leg.
Yeah, I don't understand the personal responsibility in that.
Yeah.
You can't really get out of the way if people are sprinting towards you.
You know, on the other side of that, though, I mean, I do agree what Kara's saying is true. You have to be, you know, safe. But on the other side of it, it's nice when artists, you know, want the fans to be closer.
Yeah.
And, like, that was cool that she did that. It just didn't work out.
One of those things. See how that comes out. I'm sure the news media will follow it, as they do with all celebrity stuff like this. 28 past the hour on the DJV show.
In today's automotive news, Audi wants to better understand the youngest employee generation and has carried out a survey of people born after 1995. The most important finding, Generation Z is loyal, flexible, and career-oriented. Out of 5,000 people polled, 48% of Generation Z would be happy to spend the rest of their entire working life with one employer, irrespective of what kind of work's involved. Finally, there's hope now that we know. Thanks to Audi. For OurAutoExpert.com, I'm Nick Miles.
Get away the Italian way in the new Fiat 124 Spider. With up to 164 horsepower and 184 pound-feet of torque, the Spider is the perfect performance vehicle to rev up for a top-down kind of summer. Visit your local Fiat dealer today.
The new Lucky Charms shake at Burger King is a mix of hand-spun soft serve, Lucky Charms cereal pieces, and memories of watching cartoons in your PJs. Relive your childhood in a cup. The new Lucky Charms shake now only at Burger King restaurants. Also try the Fruit Loop shake. Shakes available for a limited time. Participation varies.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing. Get 0% financing for 72 months plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. It's summer's hottest deal on vehicles like Ford Fusion, Escape, Mustang, and Explorer. Offer ends July 31st. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, and save big across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. Get 0% financing for 72 months plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry into the summer sales event going on now only at your Ford dealer.
Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months of $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT350R. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas, smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The hour, how do you do? I do well, thank you very much. Kara does well. I believe, if I were to be a guessing man, that Victoria is doing well as well. So we're all here to do well. Do your best today, no matter what it is that you're doing. Please do your best. I think there's nothing better under the circumstances than thinking about how you can go through the day doing the best. That makes you happy. Being competent makes you happy. I think most of us understand that we're not going to be good at everything we do, but I think all of you, all of us, need to feel like we're good at something. That's what makes us happy. And so think about it for a second. What's it for you, Victoria? What is it? What is there that you're good at that really makes you happy? Oh, come on. That's not a stumper.
Well, I don't know, because I don't want to... Well, I love doing this. I mean, I love waking up, and I'm not a morning person, but this this makes me happy. So I love being with our little radio family. So I that really does make me happy every morning, even if I'm tired or, you know, had a bad night of sleep or whatever. It always, I snap out of it pretty quickly. So it's really, that makes me very happy.
All right, Kara, your turn.
I'm just great at pushing buttons.
I am. You know, I'm very much of the mindset it's hard for me to think of things that I'm good at because, I don't know, I don't really think that way.
No?
Which is
maybe you should.
Yeah, well, it's...
More people need to think about it. That's why it's a good exercise. Everybody's good at something, and maybe that's the idea today, making a point
buttons.
To think about what you have that is a skill that... you're good at.
But don't you think, though, that if something makes you happy, then automatically you must be good at it, right?
Not necessarily, no.
Mm-mm. Not always, but I think...
But good enough at it.
Yeah. I think that I'm very good at music stuff and just knowing music trivia and all of it. So anything like related to music where I get to like sit and talk to someone about it or come up with, even in the morning when I look through all the music stories and I get to think of like, okay, what's the best stuff that goes with this? Like that's the stuff that makes me happy. It's just getting to do any kind of like fun music trivia and I'm good at that. So that's whenever I go to trivia night, I'm always the music person. That's what I like to do.
Good. Okay. But this is the exercise. Think about what you're good at. Think about what you like. Think about how you spend your time, with whom you spend your time. Do those people share your like or love of whatever it is that you're doing? Or are you unique? You don't need other people to be around to enjoy whatever it is that you're doing.
Is there something, all right, so to challenge what I said, is there something that you really enjoy doing that you're not good at? Like something that truly makes you happy, but other people would say, no, you're not good at that.
Well, I think it would depend on how you qualify that. I would say over the years, relationships have been a challenge. I've enjoyed many of them to a point, and that's not so. I have not ever been good at it because I grew up by myself, and being with other people has never been my strong suit. It's funny because I do this for a living, and I am good at it. I wouldn't have survived for 50-some years being a broadcaster if I wasn't good at it.
Does it still make you happy?
Absolutely. Makes me. Every day as I start, thrilling is a word I don't use often and use in specific circumstances. And there are people that hear me use that word not in the context of doing this. But in other contexts, I think I'm very pleased to be a grandfather, and I think I'm actually pretty good at it. I'm not sure I always was good at being a father until later in life, but I think I am a good grandfather, and to that end, share the pleasure that it brings to me and to my son and to my daughter. Yesterday, Miles, my grandson, started his socializing in a play group once a week for 3 hours. He's going to a group. My son-in-law and my daughter, both are professors at UCLA in Los Angeles, and they have a UCLA faculty play group for children. And so Miles went for the first time. They've been talking to him about it, and he's become very communicative. Yesterday, we're trying to do FaceTime as much as possible. So I was on FaceTime with Megan, and she said, do you want to talk to Gramps? And he said, no, thank you. And just walked back. There, apparently, Tommy the engine or whatever that
is. Thomas the tank engine?
He loves that. And somebody on the playground had a Thomas the tank something or other. I don't know. That's where he went. But
so trains,
before,
Trump. Grandpa.
Apparently. So, in socializing him, bringing him in there, the first morning, 9 o'clock, they show up, and both Matthew and Megan brought him in. They thought it was important for them to be together. And he looked at them and looked around, and just apparently with torrents of crying. Just sobbing like it was like somebody cut off his leg.
But he's two and a half?
He's two years and 7 months, yeah. So, anyway.
But isn't that the age where you kind of have your first experience probably separating from your parents for a little bit.
Yeah, this is the first time he's ever been separated from them.
Yeah,
first
that's hard, yeah.
Yeah.
Must have been devastating for Megan, because I know moms have a hard time with that first time.
Oh, my God, yes, listening to that. But the apparently, according to the woman that organized the group, about a dozen kids, as soon as they went away, stopped, ran right into the group. And so next Monday when I'm there, I'm going to bring him, because they leave. The parents can stay as sort of not tutors, but people that are volunteers. So I said to Megan, I'll stay with him. I'll go and work with the crowd. So we'll see how that works out.
Oh, that's going to be cute. You better take pictures of that.
Yeah, I'll take some pictures.
Miles and his new little friends. That's so cute.
So in thinking about things that were not professional that give me pleasure, my pal says singing is what does it for me, and it really does.
And you're not great at it, so there you go. There's a good example.
That's not necessarily true. If I can find the pitch.
Stop, please. Where's Miles?
No, but if I can find the pitch, if I have the pitch, then I'm okay. I sang in one of the great choirs.
How do you find the pitch for him, Kara? He never seems to find the
pitch. You get me to the song. Get me to the song. Get me to the church.
I never told you
get
that.
Get me to the church.
But,
for Pete's sake, get me to the church on time.
I never told you, Doug, that we had a raw recordings of the show, and so during one of the music segments, and you were singing, and I sent it to Jen and Victoria, and we all had a little laugh about how off-key you were singing.
Why don't we post that?
I don't know. That's a good idea.
And then, Doug, you can
become a weekly feature.
Yeah, and Doug, you can prove my argument that if something makes you truly happy, it doesn't matter if you're good at it or not. That was my point. That if you really do love something, it doesn't matter if you're the best at it or the worst at it. You don't think about how good you are at it. You never do. You just keep singing.
Right. I don't care if people don't like it.
We know.
But I have sung the Heidelberg College Choir. One of the best college choirs in the country, and I sang with them for 4 years. But it was always a joke because I could never find
the
pitch. I could never find the pitch. Mm. And as soon as I found the pitch, I was fine. I was. And I used to stand. I made sure Dr. Old put me next to somebody that he knew. Usually it was Dale Bishop who could find the pitch. And so when he found the pitch, I found the pitch, and we were fine together. We were standouts because we had good baritone voices. But I needed somebody to find the pitch. All right, so that's very good, yes.
By the way, I was going to say singing right away, but I'm glad Meredith said it.
Yeah. Okay, summer travel. We're still, for heaven's sakes, we just got started with summer. Let's keep talking about summer and have some fun ideas. Let's do an update on where to go that's really cool right after this.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Tree.
Tree here, just calling to say thanks for letting me crash at your place the other night. Well, on your place. It was a rough night. I had a bit too much wind, and I think I might have broke your chimney, actually. So, yeah. Any chance you'd want to drop off my tire swing? Yeah. I mean, if not, that's cool. Okay, later.
Trees won't pay for tree damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
Staples knows that when the leave behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Oh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 after the hour now, the scoop on the hottest places to go, how to get there, what to pack when you're ready to move with the family. Lee Abramonte is the youngest American to visit every country in the world. Wow. I thought I got around. So, Lee, how did you get started? You're chuckling a little bit as we think about summer travel and that sort of thing. Where did you start?
How you doing, Doug? And I just got started actually doing a study abroad year during college, and it just kind of morphed from there, from just a fun little hobby into something that I now do professionally. But it's been a fun little run.
37 years, 9 months, 17 days, and you're still at it.
Something like that. Yeah, it's you know, it's a cooler hobby than like collecting buttons, I always say.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. But it can be expensive. How did you pay to get around to all these places?
I always worked. Before I traveled full-time, I had a job. I had a Wall Street job, and I also sold a company when I was a little younger.
So you had a little dough that you came by honestly, and that has... I have the same problem in that I love to travel, and I want to take the people that I care about with me to all sorts of places. I've been very fortunate to go to a lot of places. I have never been to South America, though. I was going to go to Peru in September, but it doesn't work out time-wise. But I find... that there are some places that I really want to go. Did you find that once you got to some of these places, did you find, oh, my God, why did I go here? Why did I want to come here?
Well, when you do decide to go to South America, I definitely recommend using Booking.com because it makes planning summer travel much easier with more than a million places to stay across every budget level from five-star hotels to villas, apartments, boats, treehouses, and everywhere in between. You can check out their website and mobile app, which makes it easy for travelers to book their stay in South America or anywhere in the world from any device with 24-hour customer service.
Did you go on the cheap? Did you go the medium price route? Did you take the expensive Four Seasons route? How did you decide what you were going to spend and how you were going to spend it?
My travel kind of developed as I developed. So when I started traveling when I was 20, 21 to 25 or so, I did the, you know, budget hostel backpacker kind of thing. And then as I grew older and had more money and my friends had more money, kind of moved up to intermediate stuff. And now it's pretty much luxury travel and adventure travel is what I do now.
All right. So in terms of traveling, do you enjoy it with friends, people you care about, or do you enjoy going by yourself?
Well, I do both. I like both traveling alone and with friends. I mean, it's more fun, in my opinion, to share an experience with somebody. But at the same time, you want to make sure you're traveling with the right person, because then otherwise it could be kind of a nightmare if you end up getting in an argument with somebody on the road. So you just got to be careful with who you pick, you know?
Mm-hmm. Did you find you were going from your home base here in America to a place and then back again? Or once you left and got into an area, did you just migrate to the next area that was close to it?
It depended. Sometimes I would do regional travel, so I would travel to several places in a region at the same time. Sometimes, but I always had a home base, so it wasn't like I was just on the road constantly. So I would take a couple weeks and then do trips, come back, work or whatever, and then go back out and do it. It's actually interesting right now. There's a company called 23andMe, which is an at-home genetic test for your health and ancestry, which gives you a comprehensive breakdown of where in the world your DNA actually comes from, matching it to more than 30 regions around the world. So you can actually explore your ancestry and learn your country of origin in your DNA that you never knew about. So it's pretty cool. So myself or anyone can travel around the world based on your DNA and kind of see where you're from. A friend of mine was actually dating a guy who was adopted, and they did 23andMe, and they found out where he was from. So they actually went to this small town in Italy and met a long-lost relative, which I thought was pretty cool. And they're actually running a Golden 23 sweepstakes right now, which is going to choose 23 winners for a trip valued up to $20,000 for 5 nights accommodation for you and your guest. And you just have to go to 23andme.com by August 3rd to enter.
Wow, that sounds cool. The DNA, I'm going to have mine tested just for the heck of it. I think that's an interesting idea. All right, so here's your challenge. You got 30 seconds. I'm trying to plan a fairly close-in luxury travel weekend for my pal and me. Maybe 2 days, 2 nights away, 3 days on the East Coast. Where's the best place to go that a lot of people don't know about?
On the East Coast, I think the Outer Banks of North Carolina is actually pretty cool. If you can shoot out to Charlotte or to Wilmington or to even Norfolk, Virginia, and drive there, it's about an hour drive. And they have some beautiful resorts, Duck, Nag's Head, places like this that a lot of people in the Midwest or even where I'm from in the Northeast don't really know about. But it's a beautiful luxury destination. It's also totally relaxed, but it won't break the bank.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-686-1063. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Pests, wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-686-1063. 1-800-686-1063.
30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Sound of John Williams and the theme from the Indiana Jones movies. That really captures the spirit. Man, this guy, nothing but genius. Spielberg was so smart to align himself early on with Williams and sort of make him an exclusive in terms of, although I think Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here. Chucker, hasn't John Williams done scores for movies that weren't Steven Spielberg movies?
He has. Well, he started in the early 70s. With the disaster genre, the side adventure, he did Towering Inferno, he did Earthquake, and then he started doing Spielberg movies, I think with his first film, Sugarland Express with Goldie Hawn, and then he did Jaws, and then he did just about every Spielberg movie after that. But primarily, he's a body of work, mainly known as for the Spielberg film biography. And speaking of Spielberg, the reason we play that music, HBO is going to air a documentary on Steven Spielberg based on his life and career. It's going to be done by a woman named Susan Lacy, who's a documentarian, who's won 10 Emmys. It's going to air on HBO very shortly. And I think it's going to be must-see TV. They got dozens and dozens of interviews of actors and producers and everybody else in the industry who's worked on them.
They've done some really
Is it going to be a softball documentary, or are they going to uncover Russian connections with Spielberg? I don't know.
Spielberg is an American institution. This would be fascinating. HBO has done a good job at presenting these.
Absolutely.
They did a Warren Buffett thing that was fascinating. I recently saw another one. I'm trying to remember what it was, though. It must not have been that fascinating. But I've
But you know what? I've done about 150 classic revivals at my local theater here in East Stroudsburg, and the biggest crowds, for the most part, are always Spielberg films. Jaws,
right.
E.T., Raiders, Jurassic Park. Yeah. Even Hook gets a really good crowd. You could argue he is the most influential or most popular filmmaker of our generation. I think that's a pretty fair
assessment. You get no argument. He's absolutely been prolific.
That's one of the rare days I get no argument from you. Thank you.
No argument
from
me, Chucker. Chucker's got movie. Chucker has movie news right after this.
We parents hear our kids say lots of things that can get us pretty worked up. Things like,
look, Mom, no hands.
And,
ouch, that hurts.
Look, you'll never completely stop worrying about your kids. But you can breathe a little easier with free or low-cost health insurance through Medicaid and CHIP programs in your state. The truth is, they're covering more kids and teens than ever before. So even if you've applied in the past, even if you don't qualify, your kids can now be eligible for regular doctor and dentist visits, prescriptions, and more. So the next time you hear,
ooh, I don't feel so good.
Relax. Your kids can be covered. Get us kids covered today. Families of four earning up to $49,200 a year or more may qualify. Just go to insurekidsnow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. That's 1-877-543-7669. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
GEICO presents a voicemail from your friend, Water.
Hey, it's me, Water. Look, about what happened in your apartment with the broken pipe. I just wanted to apologize for ruining all your stuff, and I hope this can all just be some me under the bridge someday. Oh, and also, I'm not paying for anything. Okay, bye.
Water never pays for water damage. Luckily, the GEICO Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Always happy to have Chuck Curry here on Movie Man. Lots of good energy. So what do you have that's cooking in movie news?
This story broke yesterday. Tell me what you think. I think it's actually a pretty good match. Quentin Tarantino's next film will tackle the Manson family murders. He reportedly met with Margot Robbie about playing the Sharon Tate role. Sam Jackson reportedly will play the lead in the movie, probably a cop investigating the Manson family. But I don't think there's been a Manson family movie done in quite some time.
There's a reason for that, Chuck.
Yeah, I guess so. But I don't know. I just feel like this is, if you like this sort of material, or you're interested in this sort of material, Quentin Tarantino's probably the right guy to make it a good movie.
What else?
Filming, if you like superheroes, filming is underway on Ant-Man and the Wasp. Paul Rudd reprises his role as Ant-Man. And Angelina Lilly, who is on Lost, she played Kate, plays the Wasp. The movie will be released.
Really, I thought she was, the only reason I watched Lost was because of her. I thought she was.
She's really good.
She was good
at Ant-Man, too. She held the screen really well with Paul Rudd and Michael Douglas. Michael Douglas played
the
Wasp.
Who's the Wasp?
Kate from Lost.
Yeah. Okay. All right, she's the Wasp.
July 6, 2008, Doug. I'll be first online. You'll be second.
All right, Chucker. Thank you. 59, Pat.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.